Kuzzampula, welcome to the Rigs Podcast. I'm your host, Sonam Yangdin. In today's episode, we have Rigs Program Officer Sige Den in conversation with Professor Kendall Cotton Bronk of the Claremont Graduate University on a subject that we are all familiar with but know little about, the science of purpose. We hope you find the conversation purposeful. Happy listening.
My name is Sige Dim and I'm a program officer at RIGS. As Sonam mentioned, in this episode of the RIGS podcast, I'm going to have a conversation with Professor Kendall Cotton Bronk. We chose to talk about this subject today because purpose is something that we all should care about, just for the simple reason that having a purpose drives individuals to live a meaningful life. Our guest today is someone with a big heart who studies purpose to help people discover purpose in their lives, particularly young adolescents. She is the principal investigator for the Adolescent Moral Development Lab and a professor of psychology at the Claremont Graduate University in California. Her research on young adolescents has explored the relationship between purpose and healthy growth, the ways young people discover purpose, and the developmental trajectory of youth with strong commitments to various purposes in life. Further, she explored how passion and purpose contributed to the success of people like Dave Mikoski and Steve Jobs in their leader developmental readiness. These leaders identified personally meaningful aims which they were passionate about, and their purpose inspired others to follow them. Let's explore more on the science of purpose with Professor Kendall Cotton Bronk. Welcome to the RIGS podcast, Kendall. It's such an honor to have you on our program today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm honored to be here.
Thank you, Kendall. Now, my first question is, what inspired you to study purpose? And what exactly do you mean when you talk about a purpose in life?
That's a good place to start. Yeah, I started graduate school at Stanford more than 20 years ago. And at that time, my husband actually became very ill. He ultimately needed a heart transplant. And thankfully, his transplant went very well. But the experience caused me to really reflect on what mattered most to me. It was a very scary time. And so I reflected on my own purpose in being in grad school and my larger purpose in life. And I realized that these were questions that really were of interest to me. And as luck would have it, that my advisor was starting a study that was related to the topic of purpose. It was on purpose. And so he invited me to join him, and I jumped at the opportunity. So for the last 20 plus years, I have really focused most of my academic work on the study of purpose. And when we talk about something like a purpose in life, most of us have an idea of what that means. And that works fine. But when we want to conduct really rigorous empirical scientific research on a construct like purpose, it's important that we really clearly conceptualize what we mean by purpose. So before we began our empirical investigation into purpose, we proposed a definition that suggests that a purpose in life refers to a forward-looking intention to do something that is at once personally meaningful and at the same time consequential for the world beyond the self. So there are a few dimensions, three dimensions here that are important to highlight. The first is that when we talk about purpose, we're talking about a far-reaching, personally meaningful aim. The important part of this aim is not necessarily its attainability. Many purposes in life can never be fully achieved, but instead the sense of direction that it provides. So maybe you're someone who finds purpose in, working on environmental sustainability, or to eradicate homelessness, or to be the best parent you can be. Those can be really inspiring purposes, and they can direct you in a particular direction, but they may be purposes that are impossible to fully and completely achieve. So I think that's the first dimension, this idea of sort of this goal orientation. The second component that's important to consider is that a purpose in life is not something that we are merely that we merely talk about. It's something that matters to us so deeply that people are willing to dedicate their time, their energy, and their personal resources to making progress toward it. So a purpose in life is so personally meaningful that it inspires active engagement in pursuit of that larger aim. And then the third component of this definition that I think is important to highlight is that individuals with purpose, they identify long-term aims that are not only personally meaningful, but that also contribute to the broader world in some way. So the hallmark of individuals with purpose is this concern for contributing to the broader world. So this is a particularly important part of the definition because we think that this orientation to thinking about how we can use our skills and talents to make, you know, contributions to the broader world, that way of thinking is really responsible for many of the positive outcomes associated with purpose. So I think that's an important one to highlight. But as I said, a purpose in life, it's this long-term, forward-looking intention to accomplish some kind of aim or at least work towards some kind of aim that's both personally meaningful and allows the individual to contribute to the world beyond him or herself.
Thank you, Kendall. You highlighted some important components of purpose, that having a purpose provides a sense of direction, inspires active engagement in pursuit of larger aim. And the most striking one to me is that individuals with purpose identifies long-term meaningful goals, which is not just personally meaningful, but concerns contributing to the larger world. So Kendall, my next question is, why is purpose something that we should care about? Are there more reasons than what you just explained?
Yeah, so purpose is something that I care deeply about. Obviously, it's inspired the bulk of my academic work over the years. And the interesting thing is that if we look at the research on purpose, although research really only got underway, I'd say in the last 20 years or so in a really intense way, there was a little bit of research before then, but it's very much picked up in the last 20, 25 years. And all people at some point tend to reflect on what their purpose is and what we've learned from our scientific investigations. They can actually help people identify a purpose for their life and to lead lives of purpose. So it turns out that over the past 20 plus years of research on this topic, one of the very clearest findings to emerge about purpose is that it has a really important role in optimal well-being. So compared to individuals who lack a purpose for their lives, those with purpose, they tend to be physically healthier. So for example, they report less chronic pain. They report sleeping better, which I always think is an interesting finding. And they actually live longer. There are a handful of studies that have found that individuals with purpose, they live longer lives. Not only do people do better physically, but individuals with purpose, they also tend to do better psychologically. So compared to individuals who lack purpose, those with purpose tend to report being more hopeful, happier, and more satisfied with their lives. So most of these findings are correlational in nature, which means that it could be the case that leading a life of purpose contributes to health and psychological well-being, or that health and psychological well-being contribute to, you know, the likelihood of leading a life of purpose. But research suggests that it's likely to be the former, that leading a life of purpose appears to confer health benefits. And I say that because studies find that individuals with purpose, they actually tend to take better care of their health. They're more likely to see their doctor regularly, to eat well, exercise regularly. And that could be one way that purpose contributes to better health. Other research finds that people with purpose, it actually have a slightly different genetic expression. So we have, depending on how we live our lives, our genes express themselves in different ways. genetic expression. So there are a variety of different routes through which it seems to be the case that leading a life of purpose actually contributes to this good health. So anyway, I think that the growing understanding of the role that purpose plays in optimal well-being suggests that this is a topic we should care about.
It's interesting to know that a purpose has an important role in optimal well-being, besides it providing a sense of direction and inspiring active engagement. This makes me more curious about your research on purpose. Could you tell us a little more about your research on purpose, Kendall?
Happy to. So my research has really been animated by two primary questions. The first thing that we've really looked at in our lab is how do diverse groups of individuals discover and pursue purposes in their lives? So to that end, we've investigated purpose among young people from particularly low and particularly high socioeconomic backgrounds and pretty much everywhere in between as well. We've explored purpose among groups of young people from different ethnic and cultural backgrounds, both in the US and abroad. And so that shed some really interesting light on the aspects of purpose that are more universal and the aspects of purpose that really vary by groups. The second question that we've been interested in our lab is looking at how we can help cultivate purpose in the lives of young people. So in addition to this finding that leading a life of purpose is a good thing, right, that it contributes to optimal well-being, we've also found that most individuals actually report that they don't have a purpose in their lives. So taking those two findings together, you know, purpose is a good thing, but it's a relatively rare phenomenon, inspired us to think about how do people discover a purpose for their lives, and are there steps that we as researchers or even practitioners can take to help individuals identify and pursue lives of purpose. So here we've designed a set of online toolkits and in-person interventions that help individuals discover and pursue their purposes in life.
So, Kendall, is there a stage in life where people are most likely to develop a purpose for their lives? If there's a stage for that to happen, when and why does it happen that way?
Good question. So people can, and they do, discover purposes at all stages of life, at least from adolescence onward. So we wouldn't expect children to have a clear idea of their purpose in life. That children lack hypothetical and deductive reasoning skills that are really required to seriously reflect on something as abstract as a purpose in life. And of course, we, you know, children are out exploring and trying new things, so it wouldn't be appropriate for them to be settling on a purpose in life. But from about adolescence onward, our research suggests that individuals can and do pursue purposes in life. So in our research, we tend to look a lot at adolescents and young adults, and that is a very common time for individuals to discover purpose, in part because that's when young people are engaged in the search for identity. They're asking questions, you know, about, you know, who am I and who do I want to become? And often tied up in the answer to those questions is, what do I want to accomplish in my life, which is really kind of the purpose question. So it's very common, it's very developmentally appropriate, I should say, for young people in adolescence and young adulthood to be reflecting on their purpose in life. But having said that, research definitely suggests that later than adolescence, in midlife and even in later life, individuals can and do discover purposes.
Well, that's very encouraging to know, Kendall. Now let's go back to your point where you mentioned that your research at the lab also found that the numbers of individuals with purpose as compared to individuals without purpose is relatively low. So my question is, how do people discover a purpose for their lives?
Well, there isn't just one way that people tend to do it. Instead, there are lots of different pathways. But these pathways tend to share this overlap of skill and talent with genuine concern. So in other words, individuals, they tend to find purpose when they find something that they are particularly good at and something that they really care deeply about. So this can happen intentionally, as when people have an issue or a cause that really deeply concerns them, and they set out to find a way of acting on behalf of or in support of that cause or issue. So for example, I was talking earlier about the environment. We do find that many young people today find purpose in pursuing jobs that will allow them to, work it towards sustainability and sustainability goals, towards sustainability goals. So that it can happen that way, where they identify an issue that they care about and they find ways of using their skills and talents to advance that aim. But it can also happen retroactively. And this is when individuals find themselves doing something that they're good at, and sort of after the fact, they begin to realize, hey, this is something that really matters to me. Maybe they didn't get into the work initially because it was something they really cared about. But once they learned more about it and they found that they were fairly well suited to the work, it became meaningful to them. So I think both are very viable, and our research would suggest quite common paths to purpose.
Thanks, Kendall. Now let's talk about the Adolescent Moral Development Lab at your school. What does the lab do and how does it help young people discover purpose?
So our lab is a really research-based lab, and that means that our primary activities involve conducting empirical studies. We tend to identify research questions that we think are really important to address. We have to often raise funds through grants and other funding opportunities to conduct the study. And then we go out and we do the research. And we try to share our findings widely. We tend to share our findings both in, academic journals and books and things like that. But we also, I think it's really important, this is sort of always been a focus of my work and of work, I think, at Claremont Graduate University more generally, is the applied implications. So in addition to thinking, about how we can share our findings with other researchers, we do a lot of writing and speaking to real people, right? Trying to share our findings with parents and with teachers and with adolescents themselves who can apply them, apply what we've learned to help them lead lives of purpose.
Thanks for sharing, Kendall. That sounds like a very meaningful job serving a profound cause. Now, thinking about purpose in adulthood, I saw that you wrote a paper about the role of passion and purpose in leader development. Can you share what role purpose plays in the development of leaders?
Good question. So a purpose in life serves as a kind of compass of sorts. It guides or it directs our actions toward a particular aim or in a particular direction. And having a purpose in life, it can provide individuals with a leadership goal. So if you know what it is that you want to accomplish as a leader, that may be really motivating. It may be really purposeful for you. Leadership may be a way through which you can advance your purposeful goal. And so having a goal or a purpose, it can help individuals develop as leaders because it provides them with this far-reaching aim that is both personally meaningful and at the same time allows them to contribute to the work that they're doing, which is, a form of the world beyond the self. And so this aspiration, it tends to bring individuals a really clear, it brings them a clear objective. They have a reason now. Here's something that I want to accomplish. And that gives them a reason to develop as leaders. And it can give them an inspiring sense of direction for themselves, but also for their followers. They know what they want to achieve, and they know how developing these leadership skills will help them. And having this clear sense of direction, it ensures that they will value the leadership development opportunities that are presented to them and take them seriously. In fact, some of the research suggests that individuals with purpose are likely to go above and beyond the required courses and the required exercises in order to become the best leaders that they can. And they tend to remain committed even when the path to becoming a leader seems difficult and long. So knowing what they're working toward helps them stay focused on the task at hand. And then as a leader, so that's really when you're talking about leader developmental readiness, you know, why bother building the skills that I need to become a leader? Well, if you have this larger goal that you're working toward, that gives you a lot of sense of a strong motivation to do what you need to do to become an effective leader. But then later as a leader, we also know that having that sense of purpose can be really inspiring to followers. And there's a lot of research to suggest that young people today, particularly millennials, are really interested in finding jobs that can serve as purposes for them. So I think that effective leaders have a clear sense of purpose around what they're trying to accomplish with the work that they're doing. But not only that, they're really good at sharing that larger purpose with the people who work with them and helping the people that work with them to you know, get excited about the purpose and to see how the work that they're doing on a daily basis contributes to making progress towards that larger purpose. So both it helps them, it helps individuals want to become good leaders, right? And to take the time and to put in the work that's required to become a good leader because it provides that motivation. And then once individuals are in a leadership position, it can really be helpful to continue as, you know, it continues to motivate them, helps them to be more resilient when challenges arise. If you have a larger purpose that you're working toward, you're much more likely to, you know, stay committed rather than just give up, but also to, it helps to inspire employees. So I hope that all made sense.
Of course, Kendall. Yes, thanks. And could you also share some examples from your study of the leaders with purpose who inspired people to follow them?
Yeah, so in the leader developmental readiness chapter that we wrote, we used as an example Steve Mikoski, who was the founder of Toms. Toms is a shoe company, and what they do is they provide, for every pair of shoes that they sell, they also provide one pair of shoes to young people in need. And so, you know, he's really taken that social mission as his purpose. And he's used that to help inspire his employees who report, you know, generally really enjoying working for him and working for the company, and knowing that they're doing something good it keeps them really committed to the job at hand.
Thank you, Kendall. It's amazing and actually very inspiring how some events in your life inspired you to study purpose, and also how you're using your research on purpose in your real job contributing in human development is very inspirational to us. Now, even as we talk, there must be millions of people out there who are going through challenging circumstances or transitions in life. And as somebody who has focused on human development through your research and work, what will your message be to them?
Yeah, you're right. These are tough times, and there are a lot of people who are dealing with challenges. So Viktor Frankl is really the individual who is most responsible for putting this topic of purpose on the map for psychologists. So Viktor Frankl, he was an Austrian psychiatrist and neurologist. He was born back in 1905, and he worked primarily with individuals who were at risk of suicide. During his work, he really came to believe that a leading cause of depression, was purposelessness. People who felt that their lives had no purpose are really bound to experience depression. And he strongly believed in the power of purpose to help people navigate life's challenges and to navigate significant transitions. He actually started writing a book about this way back in the early 1930s, in the 1930s. But in 1941, he was captured by the Nazis and he was imprisoned in a concentration camp. While he was in that camp, he really continued to think deeply about the importance of purpose during challenging times and during difficult circumstances. In fact, he noticed that of the people who were even given the chance to live, those with purpose were the most likely to survive the horrors of the concentration camp. So when Frankl was released from the camps, he was finally able to write his book, Man's Search for Meaning. I find this so inspiring. He wrote the book in only 9 days, having thought it through so carefully and so fully while he was in the concentration camps. And the main thrust of the book is that really individuals should try to find a purpose for their lives, because having a reason larger than oneself enables a level of resilience and optimism that can help individuals navigate challenging circumstances. So much of Frankl's ideas were in the early, you know, in the mid-century, they were just that, they were just ideas. But in these past 20 or so years, empirical studies have really substantiated many of them, including the importance of finding purpose despite hardship. So living for a cause greater than ourselves, whether it's our families or our work or, you know, preserving the environment or whatever it might be, that's going to help us when times are good, but it might be even more important when times are tough. So my advice would be to step back and think about what it is that really matters to you and how you can use your skills and talents despite the hardships that you're undergoing to try to make a positive difference in the world around you. And hanging on to that purpose should really help help you navigate the challenging circumstances that, well, it helps all of us when we are encountering challenging circumstances.
Thank you so much, Kendall, for the meaningful conversation and advice. With this, we come to the end of this program. We would also like to thank all our listeners. We hope you enjoyed our deep dive into the science of purpose. Thank you, La.